from the mothership. The motherboard. No, that's a computer.
The mothership. Yes. TNT Minis.
Hey guys, today... Today we're in my bed. I gotta plug up the charger for Taylor. So Taylor, talk to
Are you actually starting it like this?
Yep.
Well...
Oh my god, you ripped it out of the wall.
Alright, well, guys, we... Oh, hold on, my phone is falling everywhere. This is gonna be the most disruptive mini. Alright. So, we just spent the last hour and a half, 2 hours...
Accidentally.
It was an accident. It's not charging.
Oh my god, I just love that.
Is it not?
No, it's not charged.
Okay, hang on. I'm gonna have to plug it up.
That's not gonna work.
Here we go. Will this work? How much battery is it? Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Phone's charging. We're good to go. Anyways, we just spent the past almost 2 hours going down a rabbit hole. So it started with, if any of you are familiar with Wattpad, it's a place where back in the Dizay, a couple of weirdo girls like us used to write. Okay, I actually didn't write. I would just read it. We used to, you know, dabble in fan fiction.
When we were 14, 15 years old, we... had issues.
Yeah, we would read fan fiction. So we went from looking at our old accounts to see what we used to read. Then we went down a bunch of old YouTube things.
We went down MadCon. If anybody remembers MadCon.
Yeah, then we reminisced on that.
Then we reminisced on this other guy that we were obsessed with at one point.
We also reminisced on the fact that one day we met Taylor Kniff and waited in line for 7 hours.
For my 15th birthday.
In February. We waited outside for 7 hours in February.
On my 15th birthday.
Yeah. Just so he could look at us for 10 seconds, say, hey, how are you? Give us a hug and take a picture and leave.
And then us pass out in the parking lot and cry. Needless to say,
we
were awesome.
We were in the middle of doing all that, laughing a lot because it was freaking hilarious, finding a lot of really old, ugly pictures. Then we looked at the time. Saw that it is 6:46 at night. Taylor's over at my house. And, you know, I thought I saw some salmon. You know, I was going to throw down hoedown in the kitchen for her. Because I cook, like, every night. We realized it is now 6:46 and we hadn't even started filming.
And we have another episode.
Let alone touched the food.
So.
We're doing.
Awesome.
Great.
So.
You want to, how about we start by talking about, let's see, Christmas break through Christmas and
New Year. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yeah. So, over the break, there wasn't a whole lot that went on, just kind of working, chilling. I turned 21.
Yeah.
Taylor, you want to tell them how your New Year's went?
I had COVID. Yeah, I had COVID. That was a lot to have COVID. I didn't get to do anything for New Year's because I was quarantined. So I didn't get to hang out with Tori and Libby, which was the original plan. We were going to hang out and it was going to be Tori's like 21st birthday celebration because since her birthday is on Jesus's birthday.
Yeah, I don't really get to have like go out for my birthday. So we were just going to hang out on New Year's Eve and do that. Well, then everyone and their mother was like, I have COVID. So Taylor had to stay home, which was sad.
Yeah.
But she's good now, obviously, because we're together.
No, I still have COVID.
Yeah, she's giving me her COVID right now. I've got the Omicron.
I am very healthy now. It was really rough, though. It really was. COVID is super lame. But it's still a hoax. I'm just kidding. Anyways, I'm just kidding. Kind of. Anyways, so, yeah, Merry Christmas. Did Santa come to your house?
Yeah, he did, actually. I got, a lot of new workout clothes and new running shoes and just, like, ins and out things. So, really awesome.
Ins and out.
Like little things. Small things. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, I was like, what does that even mean? Yeah, it was a good Christmas, though. I mean, other than getting sick, I mean, it still was a really fun Christmas. It was me and Tori got 2 weeks off from work, unpaid, but 2 weeks off from work because, you know, luckily, we work at a preschool.
Luckily, I still worked at my other job.
Luckily, I got COVID, so.
Luckily, anyway. Taylor was down for the count.
So, yeah. But other than that, I mean, Christmas was good. Tori turned 21. Didn't really get to do much for that. I did get her a water bottle.
Taylor got me this one. It's actually sitting next to me. It's really cute. It holds like 36 ounces of water. And it says, just a girl with goals. And it's got a barbell and weights on it. And it has my name. And then it's got this girl that's looks like it's supposed to like look like me. It's like the back of her with like blonde hair. And she's got her workout clothes on. And she's about to be doing that deadlift. So it's really
and
cute.
And that's Tori. yeah, I got her that and I got her a card. But I can't.
She got me some other...
I'm not going to tell you what it is because it's
the
so,
card? Yeah. Oh, yeah. She hasn't given me my card yet because she keeps forgetting about it.
It's so... Like, when she reads it, she's going to want to tell you guys what's on it because it's so cool.
Where did you get it?
No, don't worry about it.
Did you get it, like, at a normal store?
No.
Did you order it?
Don't worry about it.
You ordered it? Like, when you ordered my birthday gift? Did you freaking home make it?
I don't know. We'll have to see.
Well, I guess I'll have to see tomorrow when you give it to me.
Anyways,
I hope I win $1 million. Because I know Taylor has that.
Yeah, I just have it sitting in my back pocket. Anyways, so we kind of just started filming this without any preparation.
It's going to be a short mini, probably. Only because there's not a ton to catch up on.
Even though it's been 2 weeks.
Me and Taylor have pretty lame lives. I'm kidding.
No, we do.
No.
Right now?
Well, yeah, I mean,
we don't.
You had COVID for 2 weeks, so...
We had lame lives for 2 weeks, yes.
Yeah. All I can say...
We're going back to Pigeon Forge. That's news. Yeah, going to Dollywood.
Yeah, we booked our Airbnb, so annual trio trip with me, Taylor, and Libby is a go for July. Super excited. And this time around, we're actually all 21.
And actually, we're looking for two new hosts of TNT while we're going to be gone. We need somebody to hold down the reins for 4 days.
Yeah. We're going to need somebody to step in and be our management team because obviously we are blowing up.
We are blowing up with our -6 views. But anyways.
Ghislaine Maxwell was guilty.
That's news. Oh, yeah. Okay, that's so news. We are going to come out with, it's going to, I almost just cussed.
It's going to be a
really big series because the trial went on for 18 days. So we have a lot to catch up on. Tori and I have only done notes on 3 days of the trial, and it's already at 12 pages of Google Doc. So
it's a lot.
It's going to be a series. Oh my God.
As soon as you know something like that, I know the next thing to say.
What?
Guys. Oh, I know some of the things I did want to say. This goes
Are you actually going to cook salmon?
I mean, yeah, because I'm going to have to eat dinner.
Yeah.
And you need to eat dinner. So, yes. It doesn't take that long to make.
What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, okay, so I'm going to tell, if you're comfortable with this.
Hold on, what?
I was just going to tell them, like, some of my resolutions for the new year. But I was that, so... I don't know if y'all know this. So Taylor used to go to the gym with me every evening because I normally go around like 4:30 to 5 or 5:30 to the gym every day. Well, Taylor was like, I don't like that. So she started going at like 6 a.m. And if you know me, you know waking up is the worst habit I have in the world. I can't wake up to save my life. There could be a tornado blowing through my room and I'd be like, what? Like, I would have no idea what was happening.
Literally, out of like all of the years, which has been our whole lives of being best friends, getting her to get up for like things like church or like getting up for like if we ever slept over together before school, things like that, like trying to get her to wake up was like a whole
it's an ordeal.
You had a Jack and Jack alarm for a while.
Yeah, for like, for like 3 years, I had the same song alarm that was...
It was Jack and Jack Groove. If anybody's wondering what it sounds like, look it up on YouTube.
Should I give them a... It actually might still be on my iTunes. But anyways, back to what I was saying was this morning or last night, Taylor was like, come to the gym with me in the morning. And I was like, oh God. I was like, I will try. I was like, I will genuinely try because one of my resolutions is to wake up earlier every day. Not just some days. Every day I want to wake up earlier because I'm really bad at that.
So she's going to wake up at 6 a.m. every day.
No, I woke up at 5:30
a.m. 5:30 every day to come to the gym with me.
I woke up at 5:30. Surprisingly, I woke up very easily, but I think it's because I was absolutely terrified of oversleeping and then Taylor calling me 12 times in a row and be like, where are you?
I'm still going to do that to you tomorrow if you don't wake up.
So on the very first alarm, I'm like, wake up. And then I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, it's already 5. I initially woke up at 4:57 out of my sleep, scared that I overslept. And then I was like, oh, I have like 30 more minutes. And then I actually got up. So one resolution is getting checked off every day at a time.
Here we go. Okay. She's going to come to the gym at 6 a.m. every day, if anybody didn't know
okay,
that.
The group,
she didn't know that until just now.
The group song is no longer on my iTunes. But anyways, back to our resolutions. I wrote all mine down on a piece of paper, but that piece of paper is in my car. But I remember most of them. Do you want to tell them any of yours?
One of mine, I told Tori, is self-discipline. So, essentially, what I'm doing is, like, obviously, I'm going to the gym 5 days a week. I've been doing that before December and I got COVID and all that stuff. But 5 days a week at 6 a.m., Monday through Friday. But I have also wanted to do, like, self-discipline in, like, other formats. So, like,
she's just trying to learn the fruits of the spirit.
So, I'm trying to do, like, tell myself no to something for a week. So, like, maybe 1 week I'll do, like, no spending any money that's not absolutely necessary.
This week is
no TikTok. I don't have any TikTok right now, which might last longer than a week. We'll see. And then, like, maybe another week I might do, like, which I need to do this soon, like, no fast food at all, like breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and like just stuff like that, like just telling myself, and not more so to like, it's not like it's like a diet for the food parts or anything like that, it's more so to just like get myself to understand that when I say no, I can't just like go back on it because I want to buy this,
just because you have the free will.
Yeah So just learning self-discipline, and obviously healthier life. Today was my last day of a liquid fast for 3 days,
which I made her end it early.
I was gonna end it tonight anyways.
Tonight, but then you came over here and it was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon and I was like, hey, you should probably eat something. And well, you felt great.
Well, and you know, I wasn't doing it for weight loss or anything. It was more so like a cleanse, because if y'all saw what all I was eating over December break, I was eating so bad and treating my body like horribly. So I was like, you know what? I need to go on like a 3-day, like my body needs to be detoxed. So mm-hmm. I did that. So that was good. And that's essentially pretty much my New Year's resolutions, to be, you know, more healthy physically, mentally, spiritually.
Some of mine are similar to that. Mine's like reading more books. I got a few for Christmas that I wanted. Same thing with like no unnecessary spending, mm-hmm. because there are like, I'm about 80% good at doing that and 20% not, because there's a lot of times like where I won't like spend money on unnecessary things for a little while, and then I'll go and I'll just get a bunch of unnecessary stuff and I don't have any use for it. Or I don't need it after a while. So things like that. Another thing is, like, I really want to be able to run a mile at least in 8 minutes. We'll see. Mm-hmm. Might be 9 minutes. But I want
to be an 8-minute mile is pretty fast,
yeah,
I would say.
It is.
I bet people are, like, listening. They're like, I can run a freaking 6-minute mile. I'm going to shut up. If anybody are saying that, just shut up.
Yeah, nobody talk to me if you can run a mile that
You're literally
fast.
Lying. You all run miles in, like, 30 minutes. Shut up. I run a mile in like an hour.
But that's like some of mine. And then just I put some other things on there. But mainly, mine and Taylor's are pretty similar with a lot of things.
Yeah. So when we post this on Instagram, if Tori remembers to post on Instagram.
Yeah, guys. Sorry that
Tori's
so
our
bad
social
at my
media
job.
Person.
I'm really bad at my job.
if Tori remembers, seriously, if Tori remembers to post, comment on our Instagram post what your New Year's resolutions are, because we like to know. We want to know. Or if you got something cool for Christmas. Guys, I got a sweatshirt from my parents. It's about Stranger Things. It says Hawkins AV Middle, or it's Hawkins Middle AV Club, 1983. From Stranger Things, and it's so cute. I freaking love it. My brother got me a Carhartt sweatshirt that I'm currently wearing as well.
I do like that.
It's very warm.
I'm about to say, I bet it kept you warm today.
It did, because it was 28 degrees this morning when we went to the gym.
Yeah.
28
that
degrees.
That part was not fun. I literally feel like I was in a different dimension driving to the gym this morning.
Can we talk about, it was 28 degrees today, and like on Christmas Day it was like 73 degrees. What is Georgia?
What is the weather system?
Weather control.
New episode.
Yeah, actually, well, Tori's researching on weather control right now.
Yes.
Brought to you.
Well, the only thing we have planned for the rest of this week as far as personal life is we're going to work. Donate some plasma for some cash money.
I forgot. Yeah, guys, I'm going to donate plasma for my first time on Thursday. And Tori's going to get $50 because of it.
No, it's after you complete your first two donations.
Well, Tori's still going to get $50 because of it by Saturday.
But yeah, because I donate plasma. If you guys need a little extra cash, just go find your closest place where you can donate plasma. And you'll be making cash money real quick.
Guys, I'm going to make $125 on Thursday because I'm donating plasma.
Yeah. So it's super awesome. I think that's pretty much all I have for this. Like I said, it's probably going to be a short mini.
Yeah, that's all I have for this as well. But
we hope y'all have a super duper happy new year. And I hope that you fulfill all your New Year's resolutions and personal goals for yourself.
I don't. I'm just kidding.
And also, one other thing. If you're the New Year's resolution person who's in the gym, don't let people make you feel bad about that. Everybody starts from somewhere. And another thing to add to that is I'm sick of seeing people being like, oh my God, the resolutioners are here. They'll be gone by February. Okay, well, sometimes that happens, but sometimes you end up coming back. So don't let anybody discourage you from your goals. Anyways, amen and good night.
Tori's a personal trainer, by the way.
No, I'm not.
You are.
To who?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
You text advice. To me.
I mean, yeah, I can tell people advice and all day and teach
if
them.
If you
stuff,
want an inquiry, come to manager me. I am the manager for Tori's business of fitness. She does have you have a fitness Instagram page.
That doesn't make me a personal.
It's like Tori.fitness.lovesgym.
What?
Loves weights.
That doesn't make me a personal trainer. I have no...
You can be an independent...
A freelance one? I don't have a certification or anything.
She's fine.
It's self-taught.
She's fine. She's self-taught weightlifter. She actually is auditioning for Miss America this year.
What?
And her talent is deadlifts.
Yeah, my talent's deadlifts this year.
That's her talent. She, if you guys want to come out, it's going to be in Conyers, Georgia.
You're just pulling stuff out of your... Well,
September 10th of 2022, make sure that you're ready. And if you want to compete...
Oh my God.
Don't.
One other thing.
She'll win.
Listen. What? Okay. Listen. Instead of listening to Taylor's bullcrap, the last thing we'll say is RIP Betty White.
Betty White.
And happy 100th birthday to our girl. All right. Well.
I got a library card today, too. Oh, I did. We went on a walk in our park near in our city, and I got a library card, and I'm getting Secret Society books put on hold for me.
So, stay on the lookout.
All for you!
Yeah, this goes
that was probably so loud, because I was right next to the mic.
All right, y'all.
Anyways.
We're going to film our other episode.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say stay tuned. It's never mind. Come back next week for a new episode of TNT Talk. Don't forget to come to Conyers, Georgia to see Tori audition for Miss America.
It's not happening.
See you there. Hey guys, thanks for listening to this episode of TNT Talk.
Make sure you give us a follow on Instagram and Facebook
at TNT Talk.
Also, feel free to email us with any suggestions on topics for future episodes
at TNT Talk Podcast at gmail.com.